Hello, and welcome to High School Football on MSO News Sports. This is our Game of the Week, the MSO Game of the Week. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Probosky, and, of course, Bill Newell on assignment right now and sort of anchoring this whole thing for us, and lots to talk about here over the weekend. Today, this evening, we're going to be broadcasting Marblehead at North Andover as the Northeastern Conference faces off against the Merrimack Valley, both teams at 2-0. The captains are headed out toward the middle of the field. There is a gigantic chorus assembled down to our left. The band just played on Wisconsin. And once again, there's a Thanksgiving Day-like crowd here. Both teams at 2-0. We're going to tell you a lot about each of these teams. You heard a lot about each of these teams in all of our pregame interviews. So, Coach, big test for Marblehead coming in. They've had to nurse some injuries. They had a very emotional week last week. And meanwhile, North Andover kind of cruising along. They've got a four-game winning streak of their own. And just a beautiful night. The wind could be a factor. Right now, at game time, it's 53 degrees. The wind is out of the northwest at 18 miles an hour. And the way the flag is, I can't really tell which way it is, but I think it's blowing across the field.
Yeah, I was talking to, I guess it's the PA announcer who was in getting the lineups earlier, and he was saying the wind tends to swirl down on the field itself. So,
well, that was the guy you met last week. Rich Francis and those guys broadcasting last week in Beverly.
That was the guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't remember his name.
Didn't recognize him.
Yeah. He said he was there and he was broadcasting with Rich and
Tom.
On local cable. And I guess he's the local cable announcer up here. At any rate, the captains, the teams are massing at the middle of the field. Captains are all done. And of course, as usual, I missed who won the toss.
Well, both teams jump up and down no matter whether you win or lose.
Yeah. So,
you know, so you can't really tell.
Yeah, well, I should have been watching the
You know what I'd like to see when, you know, both teams, they run out to the middle of the field and they jump around their captains? Just go into a big scrum for about 20 minutes.
They may. All right, so for North Andover, Coach John Dubczynski is in his eighth season at North Andover. Well, overall, he's 69-51. And, of course, he lost that sheet. Oh, including he was 23-21 at Arlington. There we go. So he's totaled 69-51 overall, 23-21, and of course they've won their first, they've won their last four games. Meanwhile, Coach Jim Rudloff is in his 14th season at Marblehead, and he has a record of, are you sitting down? No, we're standing up for the national anthem. I'll get to that in a second. That's as good a rendition of the national anthem as I've ever heard.
Yes, I was just going to say that. I looked down, all of a sudden it was a choir in front of us.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Tremendous. Anyway, Coach Jim Rudloff in his 14th season at Marblehead, he has won 118 games and dropped 28. That is a winning percentage of 81%. Marblehead has won its first two games, beating Concord Carlisle 25-6 and Linfield last week 26-18. Meanwhile, North Andover's done very well. Beating Lincoln Sudbury 21-0 and then knocking off NEC's Beverly last week 35-14. So we are just about ready to get started for our game of the week. The North Andover Scarlet Knights. It's funny, their uniforms, Tim, they still look black to me.
They do, but it's a very deep scarlet.
Is it? Okay, so I thought they were Marblehead at first, but the Magicians are deploying down to our right. And they will be kicking off from right to left. Greg Matorney, Greg Matorney is the kicker. He's a junior. And he's going to kick off from the near hash mark. If I can get the numbers down below there on the other side. Pat Roy is in the middle. And Mike McNaught is to his right, and I can't see the number on the receiver to his left. So everybody's ready to go. The sun is setting into the faces of North Andover as they'll be moving from left to right, directly heading west. Mortoni approaches the ball, and he's a soccer-style kicker. It's a long, high, booming kick that's going to go out of the end zone. Mm. Well, I guess we know which way the wind's blowing.
There's a kid with a leg.
Right,
Bill Newell's reporting that all is sounding good on his end, and reporting that Masco and Danvers field hockey finished 2-2, and both teams moved to 5-0-1 on the season.
Okay, for North Andover, Drew Fitzgerald should be the starting quarterback. A lot of Irishmen on this team, Tim, so I know that's going to be good for you. Keegan Kilday is the center. They've got a big line. We'll go through that in just a second. He's got wings off to the left and right with a man in motion. Looks like it's Roy with the handoff, cuts it back to the middle, and he plows to about the 24-yard line.
You know, on the team roster that Coach Redlock gave to us, he didn't report any of the sizes of his players. They don't look like they have a whole lot of beef. They've got some tall players out there. But again, that means you're probably a little bit quicker than maybe the guy you're going up against who may have 10, 15, 20 pounds on you.
4-yard gain. This time they split the receivers left and right. It's a handoff up the middle to about the 25, a 1-yard gain. Get the number there. Coach, who's carrying the ball? Still can't see the number. Number two, is it?
Yes. That's the quarterback.
Yep. That is the quarterback, Drew Fitzgerald. He comes over to the sidelines to get the play. And yep, they're going to put the ball right at the 25, 1-yard gain, third and five.
You know, North Andover started off the game last week against Beverly with a run back for a touchdown that immediately put the Panthers in the hole. And then they were the beneficiaries of several really bad turnovers by Beverly. One was an attempt to ground the ball or to throw the ball down and kill it. And the quarterback ended up throwing an interception for a pick six by a defensive lineman.
Cam Partridge is split way to the left, but it's a pitch off on a reverse. It's going to get some good yardage to the 30, 35, 40, and just across the 42-yard line. That was a counter play. I think they called that a jet sweep, maybe? What's
yes,
the number?
It was.
James Federico, I think, number 24.
20, come on.
Get it to the 41-yard line. So that's a 16-yard gain for his first down. I'm pretty sure that was Federico, 5'9", 175, senior running back for the Scarlet Knights. This time they've got split backfield, wing off to the right. Again, they keep it on the ground, and this time it's Roy stopped at the line of scrimmage.
Great play by number 22, Connor Cronin from Marblehead.
You're going to hear that name a lot tonight.
He came up like he was shot out of a cannon. And just stuffed that hole, and the runner went back about 3 yards, flat on his back.
No gain. I can't move this window to get it open. Maybe we can put a microphone out there. All right, so it's a second and 10.
I can do background noise if you like.
There you go. Tremendous crowd tonight, and we're very low. And I want to thank Steve Nugent, who is the athletic director here at North Andover High School, for being so hospitable. We have our own little broadcast booth. It's fantastic, great view. And a beautiful evening, a little cool and windy. Here is a run play that's going to go to the left and not get much at all. That's Zach Walensky carrying it again from the right halfback position over to the left, maybe a yard.
Okay, and as you said, Rick, we're going to hear this kid's name a lot, Connor Cronin, again in on the stop.
Cronin, of course, one of the leaders coming back from last year's Super Bowl winning team. He's a big guy, and he's still only a junior, and we've heard a lot from him in the last several years over at Marblehead. Third down and 8 for North Andover. 8:50 showing on the clock. No score. Scarlet Knights moving from left to right into the sunset. Again, wing formation with wings left and right. One man in the backfield. And rolling to his right under pressure is the quarterback. And Fitzgerald overthrows the intended receiver, who is Federico, at the 49-yard line. And that's due to the pressure that the Marblehead defense put on.
Cronin and Shane Keogh sandwiched the quarterback as he was rolling to his right looking for just a quick out, and there was good coverage on the receiver, and as he went to throw it, he got hit front and back and the ball sailed high and wide. Okay. Marblehead going to get the ball back.
And tell me who's back in deep punt formation to receive the ball.
Take a guess. Number 22.
All right. It is Camden Bethel, the kicker for North Andover. Gets it away. High kick. Cronin has to run up for it. I think his knee hit the ground. It did.
Yeah.
And so he's down right at the 37-yard line of Marblehead.
Well, I'll tell you, that hitting the knee saved him because defender came right up to him, put his arms out, and picked him up, and he would have body slammed him. So he escaped a rather tough tackle there by going down low and his knee bending and hitting it. You know, Rick, that national anthem was so well done.
Mm-hmm.
I was half expecting to see a flyover at the end of it.
No, it was tremendous. Okay, Miles O'Neill back in the shotgun with running backs left and right. They've got receivers left and right. It is handoff up the middle, and I believe it's Eddie Johns just moving the crowd forward to a 38-yard line. Gain of 2.
Boy, is he small.
I wouldn't call him small. He may be short. I don't think he's small. There is a difference.
Yeah, he has that kind of fireplug look to him, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, it's a shotgun. This kind of trips to the near side for Marblehead, second down and 8. O'Neill fires it off to the left flat. It's complete at the 35, 40, 45 across midfield. That's Shane Keogh with a reception and the yardage after the catch.
Nice quick out. One step back. Out of the ball was out of his hands very quickly. Didn't give the defense a chance to react up and cut the play off. He was able to make the catch, turn around, head upfield. And, again, good yardage on that reception.
13-yard gain for the first down. On the near hash mark. Magicians moving from right to left. O'Neill back in the shotgun this time, and again, they spread the field, does Marblehead. Not going to send Connor Cronin into the slot left. That's where the quarterback's going to go, I bet. Fires it to the left. It's tipped and caught by Cronin. I think he's out of bounds. No, they say it's inbounds.
Yeah, the ball is intended for Evan Denbo, and he leaped and went off his hands. And Connor Cronin snuck in behind him and grabbed it in front of a linebacker who was hoping to make an interception there. Fortunate play for Marblehead.
Gain of 4.
So Connor Cronin is Mr. Everything out here
now. He absolutely is. All right, this time they're going to split Evan Denbo way off to the left with Cronin in motion. This is a run play sweep to the right, and it's not going to get anything.
Now,
Eddie Johns couldn't turn the corner. He got hammered at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, number 34, Mike McNutt. 5'9", 160 junior, came up and made that big hit.
Actually, it's a yard loss, so now it's 3rd and 7. Clock moving at 6:26. Ball on the far hash mark. No score. North Andover and Marblehead. Finn Miniacci is the center up front, I think. It's hard to see the numbers. We've got slot left. It's Johns again, or the keeper with the quarterback. I don't know who's got the ball, but they're both running across the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think O'Neill didn't want to give it up, and Johns wouldn't let it go.
Yeah.
So they were like running together, deciding, okay, at what point do we let go of this?
I'm going to give the quarterback a yard on that. So now it's 4th down and 6, and the ball is at the 45-yard line of North Andover. Again, no score. Clock moving along at 5:42.
Decision. Does Coach Redloff want to kick this? But no, he's going to go for it. Let's see.
Jack Anishansley is off at right tackle for Marblehead. He was our player of the week, the Harrington Trophy player of the week for us, and they're going to go for it. It is a pass play, rolling to his left, setting, stopping. O'Neill throws it way downfield, incomplete and out of bounds. So they stop him on downs, and North Andover takes over at their own 45.
Yeah, good coverage in the secondary there by North Andover. O'Neill rolled out to his left, and as he was rolling, he didn't set his feet, square his shoulders. He just threw on the run, and again, that ball just sailed. It's got a little air behind it with the wind, and no chance for anybody to make a catch there.
All right, second possession for North Andover.
And good field position.
Exactly, at the 45-yard line on the far hash mark. Drew Fitzgerald, 6'1", 160 sophomore. One running back with a man in motion from right to left. That's McNaught. And instead, it's a handoff inside. Federico gets a couple yards to the 47, possibly the 48. No, it's the 49, so it's a good four-yard gain. Federico is the running back primarily, 5'9", 175 senior. Up front, listen to this. Keegan Kilday, 6'2", 240 at center. Matt Roy, left guard, 5'10", 195. Pat Roy, yeah, Matt, no, it should be Pat Roy, right?
No,
well, that's Matt. That is Matt Roy. There's Matt and Pat. There's two of them. Shane Fitzgerald, 6'3", 225 at right guard. Finn Murphy, 6'3", 265 right tackle. Jake O'Neill, 6'4", 205 left tackle. Run play up the middle, close to the first down, across the 50 to the 47 of Marblehead.
Yeah, he's going to be close to 2 yards shy.
Federico.
Again, good job by the middle of that Marblehead defense. Number 18, Crew Monaco, coming in along with, again, Connor Cronin, making the stop. Good initial surge by the North Andover line. And again, over the course of the game, that size difference may make a difference. Fourth quarter, you start to wear on those defensive linemen for Marblehead. You may find the holes opening up.
And maybe Marblehead can counter that with possession. I don't know. Anyway, it is a 3rd and 3 handoff, and he trips in the backfield but gets the first down anyway. The running back is... could be Walensky or Federico. I couldn't quite get the number.
24?
That's 24. Federico, okay. 3 consecutive carries for Federico.
Oh, no, take it back. Take it back, liar, liar. Come on, turn around. 22.
All right, so it's Walensky. Gets the first
down.
He
tripped the entire way into the line and then
just falling forward, yeah.
Fell forward and got the first down.
Yep.
He was all discombobulated on that one.
All right, double wing this time, shoulder to shoulder up front. One wide out to the left far side. It's going to be that counterplay again. It's going to get yardage across the 40, 30. And inside, didn't quite make it inside the 30, but that was, once again, Mike McNaught that just runs from the right wing and sweeps to the left. Second time it's had some success.
Yeah, that's that jet sweep. They're using it effectively right now and to the wide side of the field to get the initial flow of the defense going to their left, coming towards us, and then McDonald just heads across.
Holding.
Takes the handoff.
Wipe it out. Holding. On North Andover.
And he's small and he's fast, and he gets that outside corner with the linebacker already having committed inside, and he's able to turn it. But you can't hold.
Yeah, sorry about jumping on you there, Coach.
No.
I was so happy to finally see the call and get it right.
Yeah. Makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no, it's hurt the big guy.
It's a net 6 yard loss for North Andover, and that'll make it 1st and 16.
Now I know how Gino.
What's that?
Now I know how Gino Capoletti felt all those years.
I don't know if you messed with Gino. I'm not messing with you. All right, here's a sweep in the other direction. That's going to get a couple of positive yards to the 47. Of Marblehead, and once again, that's Zach Walensky.
Yeah, Crew Monaco came up and put a halt to that one. He sealed the edge, turned it back up inside for number 54, Sam Anise, who finished off the play.
Okay, so it is now 2nd and 13. I got 3 on that one. Up front, looks like it's Christian Pacheco up in the middle of the defensive line. He's a linebacker. So he's down at the line of scrimmage. They've got 8 men in the box, as they say. Back to pass. Quarterback, it's going to be intercepted by Marblehead at the 34, 39-yard line. Do they fumble it?
Brooks Keith made the interception, stepped in front of the intended receiver along the near sideline here. And then as he headed upfield, he fumbled it on, I think, an attempted tackle. But the ball went out of bounds, so it should stay with Marblehead.
There's a discussion.
Unless it went into the possession of North Andover, which I think is what they're discussing. He made the interception. There's no doubt there was a change of possession. Wait a minute. He's calling that incomplete.
No, that's crazy. He caught it and ran with it.
I know.
He caught it, he turned around and caught it and ran a good 10 yards, and then everybody came out of bounds here on the near sideline.
That's an interception.
Yeah,
what is that official saying?
That is not incomplete. Wow, that's a weird one. That is very strange.
Right, if you have to huddle to decide this, there's something wrong with high school officiating. I'm sorry. That They're all looking at the interception. He comes down, he turns, he runs up the field a good 5 yards before the ball comes out.
He caught it at 34. He intercepted it at 34 and ran it back to the 44 when he went out of bounds right in front of us. He ran with it. And it wasn't fumbled. It wasn't dropped. I mean, you know, on the initial reception.
Well, yeah, no. And we couldn't see how he lost the ball because he was right in front of all the North Andover team was right in front of us.
If he lost the ball. There was a tackle here on the near sideline. But he caught it and ran with it for 10 yards.
Yeah, but then the ball went out of bounds. And everybody was kind of like, oh, that's our ball. I mean, North Andover was smart. They were ready to get back up on the line of scrimmage.
Well, they're giving it to North Andover at the place where it went out of bounds. So, and he called it incomplete. So give me a break. And there's no explanation. First down, Marblehead.
Yeah.
All right. So they fixed it. Wow, that was very strange. Wow. And now he's got to explain it. The referee
now,
does too.
I know Coach Dubczynski knows that was an interception.
Yeah.
And the referee had to come over and explain to him that was a good interception. It was a good catch.
Of course.
You know, and I'm sure he was sitting there biting his lip, trying not to say something to the referee, like, how could you just make,
you know,
you make that call to begin with?
As a teacher, I might say, you know what, we'll talk about this later. All right, we got a shotgun now for O'Neill. Run play, counter play, good yardage. Cronin across the middle of the field, down to the 47-yard line of North Andover. Quick hitter up the middle.
Yeah, he got to the line of scrimmage, and he hesitated just a second to allow his line to open up a hole, and when he saw it open up between the guard and the center, he just bolted up the field.
They're not giving him the first down, since a yard short. So it's at the 48. This time O'Neill fires it to the right. It's knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, number 85 for North Andover.
Nate Jakes. 6'1", 225-pound senior. Yeah, you got to get it up. No, I'm sorry. It is. Nate Jakes. Got to get up a little higher than that. Quarterback.
Well, he pulled a Teddy Bruschi on him.
Yeah, almost, man.
He went short and then went high.
And almost brought it down. Miles O'Neill, the quarterback, now looking over to the right sideline. Shane Keogh split way out to the right for Marblehead. Keogh has one running back in the backfield. Quarterback draw. First down easily. Cuts it outside at the numbers. 40, 30. Down the sideline. Steps out of bounds at the 20 as he was about to be hit by Mike McNaught. First down. Big run for the quarterback.
Flags on the field.
Bring it back.
Yeah, it was one of the receivers who was sealing the edge. I think he had a little bit too much shirt. And they caught him. I was wondering if they were going to flag it, and they did.
Well, they're going to step it off from the 36 of North Andover, so it brings it back. That's enough for the first down. Brings it back to the 46, so it's a first down anyway. But it's not the big gainer down to the 30.
Very well executed keeper by the quarterback. He turned his shoulders back like he was going to set up the throw and then just tucked it and took off around the left end, which was wide open. And obviously because of the hold, it was even more wide open.
Miles O'Neill fires it over the middle. It's in and out of the hands of the receiver because of a good defensive play, hitting Shane Keogh just as he got the ball.
Yeah, he had it, and then the tackler went low on him, took his legs off from underneath him, and as he came down, he lost the ball.
1 minute, 25 seconds left to go. First quarter, ball just short of the 46-yard line, second and 10, Marblehead.
Compare this first quarter to last week's
first
quarter.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that. I'm trying not to.
The agony.
Avan Denbo split to the near side. Two receivers off to the right. Cronin comes back into the backfield. And he will get the handoff, and this time North Enda was ready for it. Cronin just slides to the 45. That's all he gets.
Yeah, that play looked really awkward because
it never developed.
No, O'Neill was just simply holding it and holding, like waiting for somebody to come and get the ball, and it was like
anybody.
It's one of those things. Also, that slow motion.
All right, Finn Maniacci, Jake Anishansley, Jake Scodlin, Chris Pacheco, and Scott Campbell, I think, up front for Marblehead. In the backfield, Eddie Johns is the lone back with O'Neill in the shotgun. This time, two receivers to the left with Cronin in the slot left. Long count, back to pass, over the middle, complete to Johns at the 45, at the 40. He's got some blockers, 35-30. Down the sideline, and inside the 30-yard line.
Nice cut back. This time, Evan Denbo did a great job without holding. He cut down the linebacker coming over. It opened up that alley down the right side of the field here.
At the 27-yard line. So that's an 18-yard gain on that screen. Man, he had a whole bunch of blockers in front of him, did Johns. Once again, Denbo split near side left, and again, receivers way out to the right. Cronin's in the backfield, along with Johns. Everybody waiting, setting, and now quarterback goes under center, talking to the center, talking to his line. Now backs up, 3 steps. O'Neill is a tall quarterback. Cronin goes in motion. And it's a pop pass over the middle, complete, way downfield. Keogh catches it with a leaping catch inside the 10.
Yeah, he was, when he was falling backwards, he was almost in the grasp of one of the defensive linemen, but he leapt up and threw it. And he had enough of an arm on it, got it to his receiver.
First and goal at the 8-yard line. Sun almost below the horizon at the backs of the Magicians with 27 seconds left to go in the quarter, and I don't know why the clock stopped. That was a completed play, and nobody called timeout. Now the clock is moving. Cronin in motion again. Running to his left is the quarterback. Breaks a tackle. O'Neill tries to get it to the 5, and he may, and that's probably going to end the quarter. Let's see where they put the ball as the quarter will come to a close here. I can't tell where it is, Coach. Can you? It's way down to our left, and we're very low here at North Andover High School. They're going to let the clock run out, so maybe we'll see it better on this side when they reverse field. Anyway, no score. Very exciting and fast-moving first quarter from North Andover. It's our game of the week here on MSO. It's Marblehead and North Andover 0-0. We'll be back.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
As we start the second quarter, it's actually a 2-yard loss for the Marblehead quarterback. Put the ball at the 10, so it's second and goal now from the North Andover 10. First time either team has threatened. Still waiting for the Magicians to come back onto the field, and they've got about 90 yards to go to get to the line of scrimmage, and they might get a delay of game penalty here, Coach.
I'll throw out someone ought to tell Coach Medloff they're waiting. Interesting text from a tweet from Danny Ventura. Matt keeps updating on the wind conditions at Natick. Danny says, you're there to cover the game, not replace Kevin Lemanowitz.
Who's that?
Weather guy from 25.
Oh, okay. And Danny's the boss. Great to have Danny be on every week with Bill Newell on our football show. First play of the second quarter, no score. Marblehead with a goal line. No, it's not a goal line. It's they're inside the 10, but again, O'Neill carries it maybe a yard. It was a keeper that time, and I don't know if that was a mix-up or not, because Cronin looked like he was going to get the handoff. Did not. No gain. It's still at the 10, so now it's third and goal from the 10. Marblehead does have a kicker with a leg, Greg Monteroy. Motorney. Good heavens. Matorney. Greg Matorney.
What was so difficult about that?
I couldn't read my handwriting. All right, third down, and they put it at the 9. Third and goal from the 9 for the Magicians. Johns is in the backfield. Once again, O'Neill goes up, talks to his center and the line. Now drop back again. to about the 15 in the shotgun. He's going to want to pass, take the two-step drop, fires it over the middle. I think Keel has it. Oh, he caught it beyond the end line. Oh, boy.
That looked really close. I want to see the replay on that.
He threw a bullet.
He did, and he had him along the back line.
Yep.
Keel leaped. He was going right to left across underneath the goalpost.
All right, fourth and goal, and as I was saying, Matoni can kick it. He was booting 30-yard field goals here before the game, but right now they're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Fourth and goal. O'Neill looks to be the tallest player, except for Cronin, perhaps. So it's fourth and goal. O'Neill in the backfield with Johns. Keogh split to the right. Once again, it's a pass play. Short pass to Johns in the right flat. He didn't get in. He did not get in. He got close, but didn't get in.
Well, the only thing is you pin not the end over, deep in their own territory.
How deep is it? Well, two yard line. No, it's back further. Back at the two.
I take it back to the two.
Yep. Okay, so that was a 10-play drive that started at the Magician 43 and ended at the North Andover 2. So huddling up under their own goalposts right now are the Scarlet Knights as the sun has set. Lights have been on since we got here. Very windy day. Not affecting the passing game all that much. Certainly not the kicking game. So, first and 10, North Andover at their own 2, way back in their own zone. And it's a run play. I'm going to guess it's to Federico. No way I can see the number from here. Yep, it is Federico. I did see the number.
Essex Tech is playing Shawsheen tonight at 7 o'clock.
1 yard gain. Oh, I've got the schedule here if you want to run it down from time to time. There you go. Second and 9 from, well, no gain. Well, yeah, they got a yard. So call it at the 3. Here's a playoff of right tackle that stopped short of the 5-yard line. And that's Roy this time. Going to get it to the 4. Another yard gain. And now it's 3rd and... Call it 3rd and 7. It's just hard to see. At the 4. 3rd and 7 at the 4. Everybody uptight. Quarterback rolling to his right and cutting around the corner. May get the first down. I'm not sure it's the quarterback. I think it was Zach Walensky, number 22, not number 2. But it's the first down. Big run off to the right side. Having some success sweeping are the Scarlet Knights. And it's at the 15, so it's an 11-yard gain. No score, just starting the second quarter. North Andover moving from right to left. This is a handoff that's going to be stopped in the backfield, spun around, and Mike McNaught can't go anywhere.
Marblehead has done a really good job clogging up the middle, using their quickness inside. It's the end arounds, the sweeps that are getting to them right now, that they're giving up chunks of yardage but haven't given up any points. So let's look real quick what is going on. Endicott is hosting Norwich tomorrow at noon in Beverly. You have the Prep at Haverhill tonight at 7. Dim is at Reading at 7. Swampscott at Fenwick at 7. Gloucester at Weston down Route 20 at 7 o'clock as well.
Fitzgerald under center this time with wings left and right. And it's a handoff up the middle off tackle. Big yardage out to the 7 to the 21-22 yard line. This time it is Federico. Just a quick hitter just off of left guard. And he managed to slice out to the, let me see exactly where it is here, the 20. So 7-yard gain. And makes it 3rd and 3. Almost 4. This time, Fitzgerald back in the shotgun with one running back there with him. Hand off to the running back. Bang! Pummeled just across the line of scrimmage. Whoa. A couple of Marblehead players converged on the running back.
Number 74 and was one of them, Jake Scogland.
Mike McNaught was the ball carrier. Boy, he paid a price for that one. Mercy.
He did.
Ball's at the 23. Got a 3-yard gain, but it's still a couple of yards short. So 4th and 2, it would appear that North Andover will punt. I don't know if they're going to pull one of those fake punts. Who did we see a fake punt a week ago? Camden Bethel punts it away. Gets the roll. Goes all the way down to the 32-yard line of Marblehead. I think it was Danvers that pulled off the fake punt, and it worked.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so no score. Marblehead takes over after the punt, and they will be starting at their own 32. $6. $6.53 left in the half. Did I have 2 cups of coffee this morning? I don't think I did. Well, I was on the far hash mark. There's some clouds. It's kind of a pretty evening, the way the clouds are setting and a plane heading into Logan from here. Sun sparkling off of it. Way cool. 1st and 10, Marblehead, no score. And O'Neill stutter-stepping. I don't know about that one. I don't know if he wanted to throw, he wanted to run, because there were receivers way downfield, but it's a loss of a couple.
Yeah, a lot of indecision on that particular play, what he wanted to do. He rolled to the left towards the far sideline, and then just was looking and couldn't find anybody. His running back was out in front of him, but he was acting like more of a blocker.
2-yard loss on the play. Shane Keough this time is in the slot with Ryan Kamas split to his right. Ball is on the far hash mark. Magicians moving from left to right. Cronin will slide back into the backfield. Waiting for the ball in the shotgun. O'Neill looks left, shoots it left too far. And Cronin was open.
Yeah, but again, O'Neill's rushing it. He didn't set his feet. And as a result, he's releasing the ball real high. And the ball is, and he has a very strong arm, so that ball is just taking the trajectory on his release, and it's sailing over the receiver's heads. He's not coming up short on any of these passes. He's going long.
Let's see here. 1, 2, 4 completions out of 7 attempts so far for the Marblehead quarterback. 22, 13, that's 35. And 18. 72 yards, it looks like. Complete to Keough. He dropped it. As he hit the ground, it came out of his hands at the 45-yard line.
That was a bullet.
Was it ever, yeah.
Yeah, and again, he was better setting his feet. He had squared his shoulders, and he took a short hop step, almost like he was throwing the ball from the shortstop position, and just threw an absolute pee that the receiver couldn't hold on to. So Marblehead forced the punt again.
I think he's 4 for 8 for 64. This punt will be a high kick that's going to go way out of bounds and short.
Yeah, I think it went out right around midfield, and that's where they are marking it.
Red Matoni sort of hit it off the side of his foot, and it had that little upward spiral, not really going downfield anyway, but just shooting up into the sky. So that was a nothing burger for the Marblehead offense. Credit to the North Andover defense.
I think O'Neill just has to take a deep breath, calm himself down a bit, get his feet set, get in a good throwing motion. He's got time, and they're putting a little bit of pressure, but nothing that he doesn't have the time to set his feet and throw a better pass because his receivers are open.
All right, here's a run play that's going to get some yardage. The ball is loose. It's still loose, and it's
Bob
still
ahead.
Loose. Ball came back to the 49-yard line after a gain out to the 44, it looked like, of North Andover, and I think the Scarlet Knights have recovered.
Marblehead was there first.
North Andover recovers.
So the North Andover player was able to rip it out of the hands of the Marblehead player who was down on the ground first.
Okay, so no gain on that. It came back to the 50 on the fumble and recovered by North Andover. 5:14 left to go. First half, no score. North Andover and Marblehead. Dark scarlet uniforms for the Scarlet Knights. Quarterback, handoff, run play. No, he keeps it. Nice faking. And he gets down to the 45-yard line, to the 40-yard line of Marblehead.
Pretty
terrific
close
play by Fitzgerald.
Yeah, he pulled it out as if giving it to the running back, and number 50 for Marblehead, Finn Midiachi, went for it, had the running back wrapped up. We thought that was the play, and all of a sudden...
Same play, right back to the line of scrimmage, no huddle. And this time, I believe Fitzgerald gets the 1 yard that he needed.
Oh, yeah.
No huddle that time. They went right back to the line of scrimmage and hurry up, and they got it to the 39-yard line. 2 yard gain, so there's the first down. North Andover, except for one possession, really, Tim, they've had good field position to start their drives. 4:12, clock moving.
Well, you have to compliment the Marblehead defense for, again, stuffing runs in the middle, grudgingly giving up yards on the jet sweeps.
Jake Scodlin pursuing that time as it's a pitch to the right side and down to the 35-yard line, carrying the ball, Mike McNaught.
Again, good reaction by the Marblehead defense. It had the potential that when it first started, it might have some room for more, but good lateral pursuit by the Marblehead defense shut it down.
Got some fancy ball handling in the backfield for North Andover.
Yeah, that was a toss.
Yeah, they covered it pretty well. Trying to see here. Yeah, that figures. Finn Murphy must be wearing 73. I don't have a 73 on my program. All right, here's a run play in the backfield and moving forward. Is that number 12?
Yeah, that's the quarterback.
Oh, again, the keeper. See, I'm getting messed up here. All right, yardage to the 32, 4 yard gain. No score, 3:30 left to go. First half, second and three. Check it, third and three. And we will have our first timeout of the evening. So we will take a break with no score. 3:24 left to go in the first half. This is the game of the week between North Andover and Marblehead.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Editor at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
When we resume, it'll be a third and three for North Andover at the Marblehead 32-yard line. Magicians come back onto the field. Scarlet Knights break their huddle. Drew Fitzgerald, the quarterback. This time he's under center. One man in the backfield. Going to hand it off. No, it is a handoff on an end around. That, I think, is going to be stuffed out. Well, the North Andover runner did a hurdle, and you hear the Marblehead people on the near sideline saying that's a penalty, you can't hurdle, and you're not supposed to in football, certainly, but in high school football. They're going to give him the first down at the 28-yard line. And with all of that, Coach, MS2 carried the ball. I did see a hurdle.
Little short guy. Number three.
Well, that's Pat Roy. You keep saying little.
He's not very tall. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not tall, but he's 5'9", 165. First and 10 at the Marblehead 28. Pass to the right side. Caught for a
couple yards.
Positive yards. McNaught with a catch, I believe. At that angle where it's hard to see what yard they're on. At the 25, I think. So it's about a 3-yard gain. I think it's 2nd and 7. Here's the pass. It's actually a lateral to the left flat. That's to Roy again. This time he is buried by Keough for a loss.
Good reaction by Keough coming up on that play as it developed. He was already zeroing in on the intended receiver.
It is back to the 28. So they lose the 3 yards they had previously gained, and makes it, they've got 1st and 10 up on the scoreboard, but it's actually 3rd and 10. Minute and a half left to go in the first half. Still no score. This time, Drew Fitzgerald in the shotgun. He's got trips to the right. 2-step drop. Launches it. High arc down the left sideline. And is it caught? It is caught.
I would say by the reaction.
Spectacular catch by Cam Partridge, who laid out in the left corner of the end zone. And North Andover leads 6-0. Partridge, 6'1", 170 senior. Perfect pass from Fitzgerald, covering 28 yards. Wow.
Well thrown ball. Again, he took his time. He rolled out to his left a little bit, saw his receiver heading down the sideline, set his feet, and just arced a beautiful ball.
They will attempt the point after. It will be an attempted kick by Camden Bethel. He's listed at 6'2", 160. Long, high, and true. So it's 7-0. North Andover.
He devastated quite a leg against Beverly last week.
So Cam Partridge, spectacular catch, left corner of the end zone, and that was a pass from Fitzgerald that covered 28 yards. And turns out to be a 9-play, 50-yard drive with a minute and 35 seconds left to go. I said a minute and a half a little while ago. I was hoping. At any rate, it's now 7-0. North Andover.
Lynn Tech is leading Minuteman 14-0 early in the second half.
Long, high kick that's going to bounce at the Marblehead 10-yard line. Picked up by Cronin. Shoots it outside to the 20. 25. Gets a lane. 30. 40. And still running all the way out to the near midfield. Great run back by Connor Cronin.
Yeah, heck of a run. He saw a lane. He just picked his way through it.
All the way out to the 49. Magicians start at their own 49. They're now trailing with 1:26 left to go in the first half. At halftime, we're going to replay our football show for you and try to compile some statistics. Still some daylight. Nope, I can't move it. First and 10 for Marblehead at their own 49. North Andover showing blitz. They don't come. Quarterback launches it downfield. Marblehead receiver was tripped, fell down, trying to turn over his shoulder. They're going to say he couldn't catch it anyway.
Back judge went to his belt for his flag and then said, nah, no.
That one could have been debatable, I think.
Well, if you can continue unimpeded towards the ball. He was looking inside to the middle of the field, and the ball was thrown to the outside.
But then he turned to the outside, and at that point he was tripped. inadvertently, but nevertheless, second down and 10 from the 49. This time it's a quick pass out to the right side, complete at the 50 to the 40, and inside the 35. That quick hitter was to Ryan Kamas, I believe, number three.
Yes, it was, Rick. You believe correctly. Bobblehead right back at it.
First down at the 32. They do the quick pass to the other side. The Cronin lowers his shoulders and plows after the catch to the about the 38, perhaps. So about a six-yard gain, it looks like. With the clock moving, now it's stopped with the timeout.
Well, O'Neill kept his head on that play. He dropped the snap. It went behind him. He turned around, raced after it, looked up, and saw Cronin and threw the ball to the left side of the field.
So it's at the 27, five-yard gain. Now the clock is, of course, a factor, but it's the second and five. Both teams huddling on the sidelines. Again, a terrific crowd here in North Andover. Beautiful facility, Tim. This is awesome.
Yeah, it really is. Well, yeah. The baseball diamond is off to our right to like 11 o'clock, and then there's another all-purpose. There's a soccer field further behind that. Not a bad facility.
Mm-hmm. And not a bad game. 7-0. North Andover just taking the lead late in this first half. Don't forget to check out the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here on MSO with Nick and Nick. Dominic Nicastro and Nick Kukuru hosting both of those shows. Lots of information, interviews, and good sports talk. Those are up on the website as I speak. Well, thanks to a good run back by Connor Cronin on the kickoff that started Marblehead at their own 49, they've managed in a few short seconds to get it down to the North Andover 27. Another pass play. Caught once again by Kamas. Close to the first down. I think he's got it.
Good job holding on to that ball, because he was ripped down as he made the reception. It's out of the turn up field. He was pulled down by number 12, Caleb Agbor.
His ball was knocked down incomplete on the quick play from scrimmage without a huddle, of course. The ball is at the 19 of North Andover, second and 10. Now the Magicians backfield receivers are all looking over to the sideline for the play. They're not doing the arrow. Oh, yeah, they are. Okay. There's four or five players throwing signs at this side of the field.
I hope you're not trying to decipher them.
Oh, good heavens. Chris DeWitt is now in the slot to the left. Cronin is split to the right. Once again, we're in the shotgun. Over the middle, caught, first down to DeWitt, and he powers forward. Well, I think it's a first down. Again, with this angle, he may not have gotten that quite that far.
About a yard shot.
All right. So that puts it at about the 11. Fires it to the right side, complete to, again, same player. And I think they got a touchdown. They do. Ryan Kamas. A force on this drive, and Marblehead has come right back to come within a point.
Well, a lot of the players were signaling touchdown. The only people who weren't were the officials on either side of the line.
Greg Vittorni will try the point after to tie this game up. 7-6, 13 seconds left to go. And, uh-oh. It's short. It doesn't make it. He got under it. And he's been kicking 35, 45 yarders in pregame. He got under that one, and the score remains 7-6.
Boy, did he ever get underneath that.
So, Ryan Kamas on both sides of the field catching the ball. And this was an 11-yard completion for the touchdown. Each team with a passing touchdown now. And Fitzgerald, or Checkin' O'Neill, with the pass. And this was a very quick series, covering the 51 yards in six plays, and they did it in a minute and 13 seconds. So 13 seconds remaining in the first half. And it is now 7-6. Got to see if we can get this window open a little bit, Tim, at halftime, just so we can see. Or shut the well. If we shut the lights off, I can't. I can't see my stat sheet.
You're killing me.
I know.
I don't want to try to yank the window. Last time I did that, at
No. I know.
At Manning Field, I took the window off the track.
Well, we don't want to do that. Ball falls off the tee, so Matorney tees it up again. He's kicking from the far hash mark at the 40-yard line.
Going from our left to our right.
Let's see if they try to just squib it. It's a line drive kick that's going to hit at the 25-yard line. Fielded and dropped. It's muffed. And I think Marblehead has it. They do. They have it at the 30-yard line, at the 28-yard line of North Andover. Oh,
great
my.
Great kick. Line drive that landed probably about the 35-yard line. Took a spinning bounce to the up man, and he just couldn't get a handle on it. Instead of feeling it like an infielder, he tried to catch it in such a fashion as he could pick it up and run, but that didn't work. So we have one or two shots down to the end zone.
5 seconds left on the clock, and Marblehead, in a quick turnaround of events here, has the ball at the North Andover 29-yard line. All right, so I assume it'll be a pass play. And there it is. O'Neill dropped back to pass. He's going to be hit. Launches it toward the end zone. There's pass interference. Intercepted at the goal line. And returned to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Out to the 20-yard line. Jim, if that's not pass interference, there isn't any. There isn't any.
What were they looking at?
Are you kidding me? Wow. The Marblehead receiver was wide open in the end zone. And he was tackled from behind, allowing the North Andover defender to intercept.
I think Jim will have some select words for the officials at the end of the game. That's two clear interference calls that these guys didn't make.
Okay.
Didn't see, because they were looking right at the play.
That was something. All right, we'll take a break.
And that's not being favorites. If it was Marblehead doing the same thing, we'd react the same way. It was just awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we will break. We'll go over the scoring very quickly here in a second, and then we'll come back with our football show with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
It's halftime here at our game of the week, and North Andover has a 7-6 lead, all the scoring coming in late in the first half. No scoring in the first half, and then with a minute and 35 seconds left to go in the half, Cam Partridge hauled in a reception from quarterback Fitzgerald for North Andover. And let's see, that covered 28 yards. Was that on the fourth down? I can't remember. I'll have to look at my stats. But anyway, 9 plays, 50 yards, with a minute and 35 seconds left in the first half. North Andover had the 7-0 lead. Marblehead came right back a minute and 13 seconds later. Ryan Kamas, 11-yard catch and run from the Marblehead quarterback, Miles O'Neill. Six plays, 51-yard drive. They missed the extra point. So that's where we stand. It is 7-6 in what has been a well-played and interesting game. There have been some interesting calls or non-calls in this one. Some strange officiating decisions, I should say.
All lack thereof.
So it is halftime, and we will take one more quick break and then come back with Bill Newell's football show here during our game of the week. 7-6, North Andover at the half.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our MSO New Sports Game Night Football Preview Show. My name is Bill Newell. Our broadcast game of the week is Marblehead at North Andover, kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. College football this weekend, Norwich is at Endicott. It's a noon kickoff over in Beverly. Norwich 1-2, Endicott 3-0. Head coach Paul McGonigal of Endicott College in this week's coaches show tells us Norwich is a tough but and a disciplined opponent.
Yes, it's come off a win beat Castleton, big rivalry game up in Norwich. Last year went up there and they got up to a big lead early on, 14-0. So we ended up coming back from behind, but obviously, our guys know that it was a tough hog-fart game, so they're expecting the same.
What do they offer? What's unique that Norwich will present you guys with on Saturday?
I think discipline, you know, discipline and toughness. I mean, they go there for the cadet program for the most part, and I think they're obviously they're respectful young men. They're coached well, and I think they're disciplined. They're tough. They're going to be in the right spot. So that's obviously a challenge.
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal. Friday night football tonight, St. John's Prep is at Haverhill, Prep losing last week to Central Catholic. Marblehead at North Andover, as we mentioned in our MSO News Sports broadcast game. Now, last week, Marblehead rallied to keep their win streak alive to beat Linfield, but the game was overshadowed by a personal event with the passing of Jeff Scoglin. That's the father of Jake Scoglin from the Marblehead football team. And Coach Jim Rudloff tells us a bit how that impacted last week's game against Linfield.
I think everyone understands, you know, emotionally the team was in a different place in the first half, and you don't want to say that things suddenly got better, because that's obviously not the case. But what happened in the second half, I think the kids made it through that malaise a little bit, that fog, and were able to understand that, you know, something else was at stake, you know, that we were in front of our home crowd, you know, how much with all that everyone was going through, how much worse it would have been to then have to deal with a loss. So I think the kids kind of were able to tighten their belts up a little bit and say, okay, let's at least go win this thing, and then we can deal with some of these other things. And I thought for that it showed a tremendous amount of resiliency on the kids' parts.
Yeah, and obviously a tragic situation. Anything else to share with us on that, Coach Rudloff, and how the, and, you know, it's got to be huge in a cloud, literally.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, and everyone's been great about it, and you know, different newspapers and people have approached us and things like that. And really what we're trying to do now is just let the family grieve and leave it at that. And I think, you know, for our team, they just want to rally around the player. And for the player, you know, I think he's looking for some peace and quiet and normalcy.
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Now we have a complete look at tonight's matchup with North Andover with Coach Rudloff as part of the pregame programming on our game post for tonight's broadcast game as he takes a closer look at their opponent, North Andover. Other games tonight, Friday night, it is Danvers at Reading, Swampscott at Bishop Benwick, Gloucester playing at Weston. Dan O'Connor of Gloucester High Football is looking for improvement where this week?
Just continue with the execution. You know, continue with our communication and continue to play good football. And, you know, we're playing a really good Weston team. They got some athletes on the field. And, you know, we feel like if we're able to execute and do the things that we want to do and the biggest thing is communicating and getting all 11 guys to be on the same page, then that's what we're looking for.
Head football coach Dan O'Connor from Gloucester High School. Winchester is at Masconomath this evening. Greater Lawrence at Salem. Medway at Winthrop. Watertown plays at Saugus. Manchester Essex is at Greater Lowell. This is Joe Grimes talking with Rick Moore about Greater Lowell.
They're a good, solid team that has coming off a good win last week. That was a battle, and you know they're a big team. They got a lot more kids than us, but you know they got a lot of size too, which is good. But we're used to playing those type of schools and getting into those battles, which is nice. And it's going to be a lot similar that we saw from Whittier. And, you know, they have pretty good quarterback play and pretty good skill guys all over there to go with that speed. So it's going to be a tough one and a good matchup for us. But one of those real good reasons that we enjoy being in the Commonwealth is that we get to play teams, mm-hmm. you know, like Greater Lowell. This is a good matchup and it's going to be a good game. You know, no one's going to blow anybody's doors off. It's going to come down to who can you know play the best and control protect the ball and all that stuff on Friday night. And it should be a good game. So.
Manchester Essex football coach Joe Grimes. Another KPAN League matchup now. It is Hamilton Wenham playing at Amesbury. That's a kickoff at 6:30 tonight. Amesbury coach Colin McQueen knows that Hamilton Wenham has a new coach this year, but what he sees this year is very similar to what he has seen in past years from the Generals.
That's a program that's always given us some trouble. You know, that's no matter what, it's been a tight game. There have been years that they've been up, and there have been years that we've been up. But either way, we always tend to play a tight one down to the wire with those guys. And sometimes it's very low scoring. Sometimes it's unreasonably high scoring. We've been in both of those, but it's always tight. And you know, this year it's more of the same. They usually have a couple of dudes over there. They run to the football very well defensively. I think they're a good physical group in the interior. And then they usually have a couple of skill guys that can run away from you and make some plays. Even with Coach Freiermuth over there now, it looks to me like it's pretty much the same offense, that we've seen from them. So it's stuff that we're familiar with. They do a whole bunch of a whole bunch, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of multiple looks and kind of run a couple different offenses over there in terms of what they're trying to do, but they got a versatile quarterback who looks to make plays and read the field pretty well. And
Amesbury head football coach Colin McQueen. Linfield is at Ipswich this evening. Pentucket playing at North Reading. This is North Reading head football coach Ed Blum.
You know, just kind of their identity has always been that tough, well-coached, fundamentally sound team, you know. And, you know, they've had some tough competitive games against Watertown and Dracut. And we know that they'll be coming in very hungry to execute. Again, they execute a very high level on both sides of the ball. That coaching staff, just credit to Steve Hayden and Dan Leary there. And so those kids are gonna battle, you know, and they did last year to us, you know, in two different games. And we know that. And so we know that we've got to continue to prepare. And they are off to a rough start, but for me, that only adds to the motivation that they're coming into this game.
Again, Pentucket at North Reading. Again, that's Coach Ed Blum from North Reading High School. Other KPAN League matchups, well, just one more. Newburyport at Triton this evening. Essex Tech is home, hosting Shawshin tonight. Medford is at Revere, Northeast at Wakefield, Melrose at Lexington. Lynn Classical is home this afternoon, playing Somerville at 5 at Manning Field. The Nightcap finds St. Mary's hosting Bishop Feehan at 7:30. Lynn Tech is at Minuteman, Georgetown playing at Kipp this weekend. And now let's move on to Saturday. Pingree opens up against Portsmouth Abbey at home at 2:30, and in the Northeastern Conference, Peabody is playing at Beverly. Peabody 2-0, Beverly 0-2. Mark Betancourt of Peabody High Football knows that Beverly's a little bit better than that record might indicate.
The two teams they've lost to are very good opponents, and when you watch the film, I mean, they're out gaining, they're doing everything except scoring points. So that's a team that's just on the verge of putting it all together. We don't want them to put it all together this week, but that's always the fear you have of a team like that, with such a well-coached team and such competitive kids, tough, rugged kids who hate to lose. They don't want to go 0-3, certainly not on their home field. So forget the record. It's all about desire, and they're going to have all the desire in the world come Saturday. We have to make sure that we're ready, both physically and mentally, to come out and take on a real good football team.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. Meanwhile, now, we hear from Jeff Hutton in Tim Kearns Panther Preview Interview Program. We'll have the whole thing posted down below here on the website. But Coach Hutton from Beverly High Football is also looking for improvement from last week to this week with the Panthers. Where?
We got to limit our mental mistakes, assignment mistakes, and we got to start winning the turnover battle.
Easier said than done, Coach.
Yeah, you're telling me.
last Saturday's game, not to dwell on it, is one that the kids certainly have to put behind them.
Yeah, of course. If you look at, there were some positives, because I think we were just mentioned a second ago. Going into the last drive of the game, if you go by the statistics, we held them to under 100 total yards of offense. And when you do that, you should be winning by a lot. But we kept giving them the ball every time we get any kind of momentum. The old, like, you know, two steps forward, three steps back. So they would score, we would stop them, we would score, and then we'd give them the ball right back. You know, so it was, we never could get any consistency or momentum. It just kept finding ways to, like, give them the opportunities.
What's been your message to the kids this week to help get them past what they witnessed last week?
Well, we got another big tough test coming in. Peabody's 2-0, right? They got a great quarterback, good offense, good defense, right? They're well coached, tough, right? So the town's got some pride about them, and it doesn't get any easier. So are you going to roll over and play dead, or are we just going to put our helmets on and go to work and see if we can put a good week of practice together?
You know, I guess that is the one shining light is how well the defense overall did play. Okay, yeah, you look at you look at the points given up and go, well, maybe your defense didn't play so well. But you can't keep playing short yardage.
Yeah, and there's always a story inside the statistics. You know, and again, the offense has to get better, right? And we're still playing a lot of guys two ways. We still have, you know, some guys that are out, banged up. I mean, everyone is about this point in the season, right? Everyone's dealing with injuries or other things, right? So we've got most of our guys back for a week of practice. They're feeling good. We're playing with some confidence. We had a great practice today, so... You know, we needed to get some of that, we call it that juice or that swagger back that I felt we had coming out of the preseason. And then we were down 6 starters for the first game, 3 starters last week. And now I feel like we're finally close to where we were that last scrimmage.
Are the key players back?
Yes, everyone's back. That most of our starters that we had in that scrimmage that we thought we did really well are all back.
Has that changed the mood of the team?
Of course it does. You get guys that they're confident in, and they know what they're doing, and there's some of our seniors and they're leaders of the team. So when you have those guys around, the energy is definitely different.
Beverly High football coach Jeff Hutton with Tim Kearns on Panther Preview. Again, our game broadcast tonight with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. It will be Marblehead playing at North Andover. That's a 6:00 kickoff. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Check back on the website throughout the weekend for score updates and other news notes from the North Shore sports scene. Along with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great weekend, everybody, and check back to the website, msonewsports.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
All right, we're back. We're still at the half. We're going to run down some scores for you. Then we'll give you some statistics. Let me just turn the music down here. As not a lot to talk about in terms of stats. It's 7-6 North Andover leading the Magicians of Marblehead. And we'll go over the stats and the plays in just a second. But Tim's got some updates.
Yeah, a number of the games are starting at the usual 7 o'clock time. But a number also started at either 6 or 6:30. And we'll give you this scores because it's 7-6 here, North Andover. Masco's leading Winchester 7-0. Salem over Greater Lawrence 7-0. Winthrop over Medway 14-0. Ipswich is beating Linfield. Oh, they lose, I'm sorry. Linfield has come back 7-6 in that particular game. North Reading putting it to Pentucket 41-0. Triton over Newburyport, 15-0. Lynn Classical, big, 50-6 over Somerville. Lintech over Minuteman, 14-0. As we get scores coming in from various sources around the neighborhood, we'll pass them along to you.
Well, tell me about Matt Roy in Natick or wherever he is.
Matt, I tell you, Matt's going to wear out his fingers.
He's writing for the Boston Herald, right?
He's writing for the Boston Herald. He's covering Western Mass. And if Matt sneezes now, he's reporting it, which is a great thing, because we all need to know that. I think it's Milton playing Natick. And where'd he go?
Okay, well, I didn't know this was going to take so long.
I know. There he is. They're playing Milford. And it's 14-0.
All righty then. Here it's 7-6 with North Andover leading. No scoring in the first half. Sort of jousting back and forth as each team putting together a couple of decent drives. North Andover's first drive, they had the ball seven times. They snapped it seven times. Marblehead had a 10-yard drive in that first half, but neither scored in the first quarter, I should say. And then second quarter is when the scoring happened. It was Cam Partridge from Fitzgerald. Let me see if I have that here. They scored on a 9-play, 50-yard touchdown drive with a minute and 35 seconds left to go in the first half. And at that point, North Andover had taken a 7-0 lead. Quarterback Drew Fitzgerald to Cam Partridge. Fitzgerald a sophomore, Partridge a senior. But Marblehead came right back thanks to a big return by Connor Cronin. I think it was probably about a 40-yard return on the ensuing kickoff. Marblehead started at their own 49-yard line. And then it took them just 6 plays, a minute and 13 seconds to get into the end zone as quarterback Drew Fitzgerald, a sophomore, let's go to the other side here. Quarterback Miles O'Neill, a junior, hit Ryan Kamas a number of times in that series, and Ryan is a junior as well. But Kamas motored in for an 11-yard touchdown catch and run with 13 seconds left to play in the first half. Unfortunately for Marblehead, they were not able to convert the extra point, so that's where we stand, 7-6. Not a lot of stats at the moment. Each team modest gains on the offense. Marblehead with 131 total yards, North Andover with 101 total yards. I have I'll have more stats when I get home and I'm able to compile them more. Miles O'Neill has completed 9 passes out of 16 attempts for 105 of Marblehead's 131 yards, including a touchdown, and he also gave up an interception at the goal line as time expired. That is a little controversial if you are a Marblehead fan, certainly. We can talk more about that later or not. I don't have the statistics yet for Drew Fitzgerald, but as I said, I'll try to compile them and get them on the website when I get home and you have this game available on demand. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups to get ready for the second half. Marblehead will get the kickoff to start the second half. Tremendous crowd here. Good turnout by the Magicians fans, and certainly a tremendous turnout for the Scarlet Knights fans. It is a beautiful night. It's still a little breezy. See if I can check the temperature without messing up everything. No, I'm not even going to try to do that. I got to keep this thing connected.
50 degrees up.
50?
50, 5-0.
What's 5-0? 5-0, and the wind's still blowing from right to left.
You're not going to turn the heater on, are you, Rick?
Oh, it's very comfortable in here. It's so nice. It really is. I just wish I could get the window open a little bit more because we got a little bit of glare from the light above us, and it makes it. Remember, we have to close it. Thank you. Get strong like bull in here. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. My puny little arms couldn't move that sucker. Well, it should be an interesting second half, Tim. And you just. If you're on one side of bad calls, you just have to let them go. You got to be like a goaltender, all right? They gave up a goal. Let's not give them another one. On the other side, you know, a couple of beneficial plays for North Andover. They've taken advantage of it, and it's been pretty much a slugfest. It's been toe-to-toe.
Yeah, it really has been. A few more exciting plays than the last couple of weeks. So the last couple of weeks had some exciting plays in them. Player running for a touchdown without a helmet. And
yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
50 yards or more.
Yeah. He broke through and through the line of scrimmage. No helmet, but did the right thing. He played to the whistle. He just kept running.
Okay. We have Baxter Jennings on the far side receiving. Connor Cronin on the near side. It's a line drive that hits short. And it's going to go down to Jennings. He muffs it. And he's able to pick it up. Cronin picks it up. And he returns it. Big return out to the 35-yard line.
A fortuitous bounce to Cronin because it bounced right up to him. And they were able to spin around and head back upfield. And again, he does the right thing. He just makes a beeline straight ahead into the opposition coverage and finds a gap.
He has long strides and very quick. Okay, so Marblehead will start at their own 35-yard line to start the second half down by 1 point. Quarterback Miles O'Neill back in the shotgun. We've got spread the field. Handoff, sweep to the right. Trying to cut it outside is the running back and not going to get a whole lot. That's Eddie Johns. Maybe to the 35. Well, that's where they started. So he essentially gets nothing after running about 30 yards across the field.
Yeah, but we're going to have a flag. It looks like a face mask. So that'll give them a first down.
I did not see that.
Yeah, I just caught the official, the white hat, near the sideline giving an indication.
All right. That means it comes out to the 50. Put it at the 49.
You know, Phil and I were talking to one of the coaches a couple of weeks ago about the officials.
All right, let's get this play off. Miles O'Neill, handoff, right side. 1 or 2 yards. That's it for Johns.
Yeah, he almost broke it. He kept the legs churning, and he managed to get those 2 yards. And we were asking the coach about the officials and about how many older officials were working games, and it said they've actually had to call back some guys because there's not a whole lot of young blood coming into the officiating brotherhood. So if you're interested in becoming a high school football official.
Supply chain problems, apparently.
Yes.
Eddie Johns, counterplay, stopped at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard.
Again,
he lost 2 yards.
Not the end of it, playing with a definite hop in their step right now. They're coming hard and fast.
Third down and 9 for Marblehead after the face mask penalty. The ball is squarely at middle field, right between the big N and the A. At the soccer circle here in North Andover. Twins way off to the left. Cronin steps back into the flat. It's a short pass over the middle, complete to Johns. 50, 40. And looked like a face mask again at the 37, or he got the helmet. Did you see his
Yeah,
mask?
He went after the helmet, yeah.
His head got snapped.
Yeah.
But he's okay. And it's a first down to the 38-yard line. Just a screen to the right, this time to Johns.
Yeah, he had a good set of blockers out in front of him, and he ducked behind him. He got caught because he was trying to decide whether to go into the middle of the field or head outside. If he'd just gone one way or the other, I think he may have been able to get a little more yardage.
12-yard gain, counterplay to Cronin, and he submarines forward, just falling forward inside the 35 to the 33. Connor Cronin, junior all-star. They're going to put it at the 33, 5-yard gain. Second and 5. Ball in the near hash mark. Marblehead moving from left to right, trailing by a point. Just underway, second half. Kamas will split to the right. Cronin in the slot to the left with two receivers further out on the far side. Six guys up on the line of scrimmage for North Andover. Fake run. Oh, man open, overthrown.
Now again, O'Neill anxious, doesn't set his feet, square his shoulders. And again, the ball gets released at the height of his follow-through and just sails way over the receiver's head.
Brooks
Luckily,
Keith.
No defender out there in the backfield.
Brooks Keith ran a nice pattern. He was open.
Oh, wide open.
Yeah,
wide open.
At about the 20.
Yeah, I just was waxing nostalgic in my head back when Pauline was coaching Gloucester. It was 4 yards in a cloud of dust.
On schedule, You have to be on schedule. 3 1/3 yards. Third down and 5 for Marblehead. Pass to the left flat, complete. And not going to get anything much on that. That is to Chris DeWitt, but it's well short of the first down.
Nice tackle by number 24 for the Scarlet Knights, James Federico. Play that linebacker position.
It's fourth down. Looks like it's at the 32. So it's about a 3-yard gain. So it's fourth. Well, it looks like it's fourth and 4. And again, looks like a passing formation. So here we go. Big tall quarterback, Miles O'Neill, looks to his left, throws to the flat. It is complete to Cronin. He's not going to get anywhere near the first down.
3 North Andover defenders converged on him.
Like a magnet on Tavarin Filing.
He took 2 steps and he had 3 bodies on him.
Yeah. So it goes, it's...
Those kind of plays, Rick, I think you really have to get a receiver beyond the line for the first down.
It went back to the line of scrimmage. That was it. So a decent drive of 33 yards, stalls. And now North Andover takes over at their own 32. 8:25 left to go. First half. Here's a run play that's going to get some really good yards. May go all the way. Look out here. Running down the near sideline, across the 50, across the 45, inside the 40, and that's Mike McNaught.
Back to Jennings, saved the touchdown on that play, coming over from the wide side of the field to upend, literally upend him.
28-yard gain, big first play of the second half.
Didn't look like he was going to get all that yards when he first started to come around the corner, but then that whole sideline opened up.
So now North Andover with the ball spotted on the near hash mark at the Marblehead 40. They put a man in motion. It's to the second back up the middle. That looks like it's either McNaught or Federico, either 34 or 24.
Yeah, pretty close to 5 yards on that one.
Yeah, it's Federico 24.
Yeah, we'll give him 4.
All right, so it is at the 36, almost the 36. Seven and a half left to go, third quarter, 7-6. North Andover leading Marblehead. Cam Partridge splits way out to the right, and there is a slot receiver over there as well. Under center this time is the quarterback, and it's a handoff run play right side. Walensky to the 30. And he gets the first down. All on the ground. North Andover has matriculated. Did you hit? Who did I hit? Was it Hank Stram? They had some special on Kansas City the other day, and Hank Stram said, matriculate. You got to matriculate with the ball. So North Andover just matriculated for a first. No, it's not a first down. It's 3rd and 1. My bad. 3rd and 1 under center, quarterback, handoff. And they'll get the first down, and plenty more. This may go outside and down the sidelines as McNaught inside the 20 before he goes out of bounds. North Andover on the move. And maybe, Tim, this is what you were talking about with the big guys, the big offensive line wearing down.
Yep.
Smaller guys. Ball is at the 16, 14-yard gain for McNaught. So he has picked up 42 yards on this drive, all by his lonesome. First and 10 at the 16. This is a run play that cutting it back the other way against the grain, still running with it down the left toward the near sideline. Walensky, he just kind of ran to the right, reversed his field, ran to the left, and I didn't think he went forward very much.
Brooks Keefe with the shoestring tackle there to bring him down.
Federico, Walensky in the backs. Gilday, Roy, Fitzgerald, Murphy, and O'Neill up front. Jake's the tight end. Quarterback, Drew Fitzgerald. Receiver, Cam Partridge. Marblehead. Skoglund, Campbell, Pacheco up front. Clock rolling at 5:55. And handoff. Run play to the right inside the 15.
big play by Marblehead number 55. Looks like Christian Pacheco came up with the big stop there.
I think Federico carried it. So where is it? It's at the 15. So we have a total of 1 yard in these last two plays, making it 3rd and 7 at the Marblehead. Well, now they say it's not at the 13, Tim. That's at the 14, I think. So give him another yard. So it's 3rd and 7 at the Marblehead 13, ball midway between the hash marks. The clock is moving. Walensky comes in with a play, I believe, and now North Andover has to take a timeout. So we'll take the timeout as well. 5:07 left to go in the third quarter of the game of the week between North Andover and Marblehead, with the Scarlet Knights leading the Magicians by a score of 7-6. Stay with us.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
.07 left to go in the third quarter, and North Andover has spent its first time out. You get three in the first, you get three in the second, which is a change from the old 5-5.
Probably to speed up the game.
Well, it's the new rules, you know, and they've gone from 11 minutes to 12 minutes. I think that was in effect last year as well. So the Scarlet Knights are threatening with the 3rd and 7. They are at the Marblehead 14-yard line. They spread the field with Drew Fitzgerald back as quarterback. Federico is with him. He gets the handoff, running to the left, and I think it's going to be pretty short of the first down. Looks like it's to the 10, perhaps.
Jack, is it Shansley in on that tackle for Marblehead?
It is at the 10. So Federico, 4 yard gain. It makes it 4th and 4 for the first down. And they do have a capable kicker, but it looks like they're going to be going for it. And they are. Fitzgerald, shotgun. Good snap. Hands it off. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Turnover on downs. Didn't get there. Federico again stopped after about a 1 yard gain, if that. Nope, not even that. They put it right at the 10, no gain, and that's that.
Yeah, I think that was Nick Whittaker from Marblehead coming up with that big stuff.
All right, we move to 4:14 in the third. 7-6 the score remains. Now Marblehead way back on their own end at the at their 10. Finn Miniacci, Jake Scoglin, Jack Anishansley, Scott Campbell, Christian Pacheco up front. Quarterback O'Neill, quarterback draw. He's going to follow a tackle, a right tackle blocking. Somebody ripped his helmet off. There's a penalty.
Well, they've been going high to the helmets on several occasions during this game, Rick. You mentioned them, and
wow,
they got to pay the price on that one.
That was clear.
O'Neill just went up and slapped the hand of the young man from North Andover who ripped it off. As, you know, basically a good sportsmanship signal there. Nasco was jumped out ahead of Winchester, 13-0.
All right, the ball comes out to the 27-yard line. So that means that O'Neill had gotten it to the 12-yard line. So he got a 2-yard gain that turns into a big gainer because of the personal foul. And now, 1st and 10 from the Marblehead 27.
No, number one!
Gone, she breaks it, 40, out to the 47-yard line. And boy, Johns.
If Johns would just straight line it, I'm telling you, he keeps stutter stepping, trying to get around people that are coming up in front of him. But, boy, just run through them, run past them, because he's allowing the defense, especially from behind, to catch up to him.
Again, Johns, this time, gets nowhere. Try to get him around the left end. He stopped for a loss back to the 40. Well, you know what? Give him a yard to the 47. So now it is 2nd and 9. Marblehead sort of going with a semi-hurry-up. Cronin in the slot. On the near side, Kamas to his outside. They go to the other side, left side. Incomplete. The intended receiver tried to run with it before he caught it. So we'll just mark that as an incomplete. Now it is 2nd and... The ball is back at the 44. I'm so confused now. They just moved it 3 yards. Okay, well, anyway, must have read it wrong. That's an incomplete. So actually, it's 3rd and 13. 2:46 left to go, third quarter. 1-point lead for North Andover. This time it's Keough in the slot to the near side. And it's play action. Plenty of time. O'Neill has to run. Uh-oh. Throws it complete to Cronin.
What a play.
Smashed at the 25-yard line, sandwiched between between Federico and McNaught.
Right down in front of us, with O'Neill running for his life behind the line of scrimmage and rolling to his right. Cronin sees the quarterback, heads down the sideline, waves his hand, gives his quarterback a target. He throws him, hits him between two defenders, and then he gets squished.
In a vice. Whoa. All right. Johns trying to squeeze. No, it's a quarterback keeper on the fake to Johns. If he got a yard, he'd be lucky. Not that time. And O'Neill took a big hit, takes a little help to get up. No gain. 2nd and 10 at the 35, but Cronin does everything, man.
Yeah, he really does. Okay, we got a little couple of updates here. Reading is beating Davis 13-0. That's early on. Masconomet now leads Winchester 13-0. Salem 13-6 over Greater Lawrence.
That was almost a partial score. Thank you.
I'll get to that.
All right. Look out. Under pressure. Screenplay. It's to Johns. He's got a blocker. 45, 30, 30, 20, and out of bounds. Inside the 19. I got all confused.
No, he's right around there.
But.
No, they're going to move him back to. What?
Oh, my Lord.
Why are they bringing the ball back
I don't
to
know.
The 30-yard line?
That's crazy. I don't know.
O'Neill did a great job of leaping up. Oh, offensive pass interference. Wow. I mean, the ball went to Johns. O'Neill did a great job of leaping up over a charging defensive lineman and got the ball off.
I'm just so confused.
If you're a receiver and the ball's not going to you and you block somebody, isn't that just a block?
2nd and 14, ball back at the 39 of Marblehead. And now, under pressure, launches it. The quarterback does way downfield. Ooh! Almost caught by Shane Keough, who was covered, but he almost one-handed it.
Well, you know, the defender was actually behind him and was looking to make a catch, and Keough reached in and knocked the ball away from him. So it looked like he had a chance to catch the ball if he was able to bring it in one-handed. But more importantly, he prevented an interception.
All right, 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Andover 7, Marblehead 6. Marblehead with a huge third down now. And tried to take advantage of a screen, well, of the pass rush that time. And it's coming. The Scarlet Knights are coming. Full tilt boogie after O'Neill. He's going to throw again. Bullet pass, almost intercepted. Knockdown incomplete at the 30-yard line, and it was James Federico over there.
Yeah, that was in the double coverage. Gloucester is losing to Western 7-0 after one period, one quarter.
Once again, Shane Keel was the intended receiver. Now it's a fourth down for the Magicians. And with the incompletion, the clock is stalled at 31 seconds. Each team with a passing touchdown. Cam Partridge from Fitzgerald in the second. Ryan Kamas from O'Neill in the second. Difference in the game is a missed PAT by Marblehead. Another pass play. O'Neill launches it. Cronin, wide open, touchdown! Hunter Cronin. Wow!
That was a pass. That's the one they were looking for. And Cronin got behind the defense. I think he sort of, you know, lollygagged this down the middle of the field between defenders.
Like an outfielder trying to fake the catch?
And then he just sort of put the jets on. He got behind them. Oh, a good 4 or 5 yards, Rick. Wide open. And O'Neill hit him in stride. And he just waltzed into the end zone. Big, big play from Marblehead.
39 yards. Second touchdown pass from O'Neill. And for the Magicians, would you believe that's a 90-yard drive?
Oof.
11 plays, 90 yards. Stalled a couple of times with penalties and had some fourth downs. They're going to go for two, leading 12-7. Another pass play for O'Neill. He's going to roll to his right. He's going to fire it across the field. And I think it was, was it intercepted?
Yes.
Intercepted, so that puts an end to that. But it's 12-7. Marblehead has come back to take a 5-point lead. We'll take a break. 23 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community.
23 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Matorney will kick it off for Marblehead from that far hash mark. It's a bouncing kick that goes over the head of one of the intended receivers. Roy gets it in the middle of the field at the 22. Puts the jets on right up the middle to the 30. And upended at the 35-yard line. Good return by Pat Roy.
Yeah, Jack Whipple on the tackle for Marblehead there in the middle of the field. Got a couple of upstate scores in boys soccer. Rockport and Manchester Essex currently tied 1-1.
Scarlet Knights, go ahead, Bill.
Essex Tech is down to Shawshin, 14-0.
All right, 17 seconds left to go. North Ender will take over from their own 35 on the far hash mark, moving from right to left. Walensky is the wing to the left, and it's a run play up the middle. Going to get a couple yards to about the 37. Yep, it's Federico. James Federico with the carry. He's carried a number of times tonight. We'll try to get his stats later. Actually, you know what? You can put it at the 34. So the initial line of scrimmage was the 35. It goes, I'm sorry, not the 34, but the 39. So it's a 4-yard gain as we come to the end of the third quarter. So after three on the MSO Game of the Week, North Andover and Marblehead, it's the Magicians leading now, 12-7. We will be back.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show, feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players, the Salem News Sports Writers Podcast, and joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
Back here in North Andover, I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Bill Newell, of course, anchoring the North Shore scoreboard and football scoreboard and everything that we do here at MSO News Sports. Lots of stuff coming up this weekend. You'll want to pay attention. And don't forget, we have our daily news podcast, as well as community news notes, photos, and all kinds of good stuff with sports as well.
You know, Rick, just want to recognize the career of Roger Federer that came to an end earlier tonight, and you talk about greatness. This man has been great.
Second and six at the 39 for the Scarlet Knights. They try to get McNaught outside. He's close to the first down as he goes out of bounds on the far side.
For Roger Federer, six Australian Opens, one French Open, eight Wimbledon titles, five U.S. Opens. That is a great player, and we wish him all the best in his retirement.
Out to the 47-yard line, so that is a 13-yard gain. And it's first down. Well, the Scarlet Knights on a nice run by Mike McNaught. On the far hash mark, first and 10. Knights now down by 5. And this is a run play that goes off to the right side, and this time it is Walensky carrying it before he's tripped up just across the 50.
Aiden Tardy for Marblehead, linebacker, come over and made that particular stop.
4 yard gain, second and, well, they give him 5. So second and 5 at the Marblehead 48.
I'm looking for my traditional innocuous score of the evening.
I used to do that when I worked Sunday mornings at WESX. Under center this time, Fitzgerald, man in motion. Gives it to the second running back. Goes up the middle for nothing.
Yeah, probably should have given it to the first guy because that guy got nothing. I'm going to pick this one for tonight. Cohasset, 14. Norwell, nothing.
Federico was the ball carrier that time, and they push it back 1 yard to the 48, almost the 49.
Again, Marblehead's interior defense has been outstanding tonight, giving up very, very little.
Well, that includes big Jack Scoglin, who's a junior, in on that play, along with Jack and Ashansley once again on both sides of the ball. Third down now and 6 for North Andover, right smack dab in the middle of the field. Here goes McNaught around the left side, and he gets that sweep for the first down again before he goes out of bounds at the Marblehead 40.
So I think going up the middle is just a setup for those outside sweeps for North Andover.
8 yard gain, first and 10. North Andover on the move. Now they started this drive at their own 35. This will be the sixth play of the drive, and ball on the far hash mark. They are now in the Marblehead defensive zone. I don't know what the holdup is. Oh, quarterback just getting some plays over here on the near sideline. Drew Fitzgerald sprints back to the huddle, and Scarlet Knights head up to the line of scrimmage. Partridge is split to this side. McNaught is the wing to the right. Hand off to Walensky. Gets nothing.
Nah, another big stop. Sam Anise right there to grab the runner as he came across the line of scrimmage.
1 yard loss back to the 41. Second and 11 from the 41. And North Andover taking its time now, getting the plays over here on the near sideline. From Coach Dobzinski, 69 wins overall, 46 wins at North Andover. He coached at Arlington as well before North Andover. They won their first two games, did the Scarlet Knights, as did Marblehead. Second and 11, this is going to go to McNaught. This time he doesn't get outside, and he stopped at the 40.
Now a good penetration along that far side of the Marblehead defense, came up and cut off that corner.
1 yard gain. 8:45 left to go in the ball game. 12-6 Marblehead.
You say that with such glee, Rick.
With the only score in this second half, came with just 23 seconds left. It was Connor Cronin on a heads-up play that he made with the quarterback Miles O'Neill. Yeah, well, it's I like the pace of it. You know, you can enjoy it, and we don't have to talk so much. All right, timeout.
Hey, I get paid by the word here. We got to go a little longer.
Timeout for North Andover now. That's their second. They have one left, Tim. And overall, pace of the game has been good. It's been there's not much to choose from these two guys.
No, these are two very similar, very equal teams. And it's just like two good boxers sitting in the middle of the ring, slugging it out. We got a girls' field hockey score of Swampscott 1, Marblehead 0.
Final?
Earlier this evening.
Is that okay? Thank you very much. We'll have plenty of scores up on the scoreboard after this game, of course. And if you want to get a hold of us, please do it at msonewsports@gmail.com. And if you are listening to the game and you want to keep doing it, let us know, because we like doing this. But I'm not sure how much longer we're going to go live audio streaming. It's hard for us to compete with all the great video that the schools have now. Almost every school has live video streaming of the games, and they just do a terrific job. We've been doing this. I've been doing radio since, well, a long time.
You can tell them. It won't give away your age.
You wouldn't know it the way I screw up that I've been doing this for a long time. Oh, my God. Third and 10 for North Andover as we resume. They are at the Marblehead 40. They're putting all kinds of people in motion. Now they set. Quarterback Fitzgerald wants to throw. It's a wobbling pass that could be intercepted. Oh! And as the defender was trying to catch it, he was falling down. He slipped.
Chris DeWitt's going to see that one in his dreams tonight.
Oh, man.
It hit him in the chest. Interception. Man, that was the problem. The ball hit him in the hands and in the chest.
Oh, geez. But he was falling.
And you know he's going to hear about that on the bus ride back home.
Well, that could have been a real important catch in the game. At this point, it looks like we may, correct me if I'm wrong, get our second punt of the night. I think we had one punt that, remember, Connor Cronin came at, caught it, ran up, and got stuffed. But I don't think there were any others. So I'm pretty sure this will be the second punt, and it will come for the Scarlet Knights. They're going to kick it away from about their own 49. High, booming kick. Fair catch by Cronin. Runs under it at the 17.
Doesn't happen when he catches the ball. He goes down on that right knee.
Camden Bethel.
Got a partial score. Tewksbury's leading whoever they're playing, 19 to nothing.
Okay. All right, I knew you would. So that's an eight-play drive that fizzles, thanks to the Marblehead defense. And now, Magicians take over at their own 20.
Masco extended their lead to 21-0 over Winchester.
8:13 to go. I think this is Eddie Johns off of left tackle. It is across the 20, the line of scrimmage to the 21.
We have to give Matt Roy some credit here. Okay, Milford is up 35-14 over Natick.
Eddie Johns gets it to the 22, about a two-yard gain, second and eight. 7:48 to go. Not going to make that mistake again in the ball game. Twins off to the right, one receiver near side left, and it'll stay on the ground to Connor Cronin. He breaks it out to the 30-yard line, to the 31 for a first down.
Big, big run there. He took a couple of would-be tacklers with him.
Strong dude. 9-yard gain for the first down. Clock rolling. Inside 7.5. Kamas is split wide to the left. In the slot is Cronin. Can't see who's on the other side, but there are two receivers out there. Probably Keogh is one of them, and DeWitt the other. Long time. Here's the snap. Play action. And I think this may be a mix-up, but it's a quick pass out to the right, short pass to the right. It's a bullet pass. It's complete. And it's a first down, or close to it, on a second effort by Brooks Keefe. That was kind of a weird play, but O'Neill looked like he was messed up, but he wasn't. Gets it out to the 45, so it is a first down. Great second effort by Keefe. Shane Keogh was in the slot this time near side, with Kamas wider out to the left, one receiver off to the right. And they'll stay on the ground this time. I think it's fumbled. And North Andover says they have it. Magicians have it. And it is Eddie Johns? Yeah, it's Eddie Johns with the recovery. It is a loss back to the 40. 5 yard loss. Don't forget, you got a game is moving on here, Coach.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to keep you updated.
And you have done a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just don't want to put the pressure on you to have to run down there too quickly. Second and 15. 6:07 left to go after the fumble recovery. Uh-oh. Bad snap. And quarterback has to hold on to it. Does. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And that's about it. Fumbling the ball. It's sort of juggling the ball, I should say. Miles O'Neill. He cradled it safely in and got it out close to the 47. Third and 13. Clock rolling. 5:40 left to go. Tim will be getting some extra information and interviews and snapshots and videos and all that good stuff after this ball game that we will have up on the site. Again in the shotgun. This time it's an empty backfield. Quarterback O'Neill. Two-step drop. Quarterback draw. Going to be wrapped up. Fights his way back to the line of scrimmage and a little bit beyond. But it's going to be 4th and 11 from the 44-yard line.
I think Coach Rodlove is just trying to, you know, the old KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, and keep it on the ground, keep it in their hands, hopefully get the first down, but keep the clock running, which they have done. Less than 5 minutes to go here in the game.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. Greg Matorny will be the punter. Trying to see who's back. Looks like Roy is on the far side and McNaught is on the near side. They go for the block. It's a sidelong kick. It's going to bounce in the middle of the field. Roy's going to bobble it, come up with it, and get it back to maybe the 15. Wow. So now, 4:33 left. 12-7, Marblehead. It is right at the 20-yard line, midway between the hash marks. Drew Fitzgerald is the quarterback. He's got a wing off to the left, one receiver out to the right, under center. Hand off to the wing, coming around to the right, cutting the corner, getting a few yards. I think it's Walensky. Yeah, it is. It's Walensky with the carry. Ooh, 5 yards out to the 25. North Andover does huddle up. And now they're back at the line of scrimmage. We're approaching the 4 minute mark. Under center, Fitzgerald looks to his left, pumps, fakes, shoots it into the left flat, incomplete at the 25 yard line. Not a great pass. Roy was the intended receiver, but it was thrown a little too low, and so now it's third down, but the clock has stopped at 3:55. North Shore Sports Night on Monday nights here on MSO News Sports from 7 to 8 live. We've been doing that for a long time, too. All right, they started the clock up again. After the incompletion. Okay. Anyway, 3rd and 5. At the 25, North Andover, same play off to the left flat with blockers out there. It's complete and out to the 30-yard line. Very close to the first down and should be a first down.
Six of the play, good for his solid
There you go. It is a first down to the 30. 3:25, clock moving. Remember, North Andover has one timeout left. Marblehead has three. First and 10, ball put at the 31-yard line, so it's a six-yard gain. Under center once again with the wing in motion. Fitzgerald rolling to his right, throws it to the man, almost intercepted. Wow! No, it's not. He's running with the ball, but it was not. Christian Pacheco, almost a one-handed grab for the interception. He's a linebacker, and as Tim would say, he jumped the route, almost intercepted it. So it's an incompleted pass. Stops the clock with 2:56 left. Ball at the 31. Second and 10. Great crowd staying around tonight. Beautiful evening. A little breezy. Temperature in the low 50s. Now he's back in shotgun. Fitzgerald. Quick pass. The line of scrimmage. Not even the line of scrimmage. Stop behind the line of scrimmage on the completed pass. Marblehead just all over it. Federico with the catch, but it ends up losing a yard to the 30. 2.5 minutes left to go. Third and 11 for the North Andover Scarlet Lights Knights. They had taken a 7-6 lead after the half. They now trail 12-7. Quick pass off to the left. That's complete. And ain't going to get nothing. 2-3 yard gain out in that far side. That's it. All right. The line of scrimmage now is, 34. They got 4 yards on that one. Now it's 4th and 6. The clock has stopped at 2:09 as North Andover has used its last timeout. This one coming down to the wire. Cam Partridge from Fitzgerald. 1:35 left to go in the half. Gave North Andover a 7-0 lead before Ryan Kamas caught and ran with the ball on a pass from O'Neill for Marblehead. With 13 seconds left in the first half, that made it 7-6. PAT failed. And then in the third quarter, Connor Cronin, heads-up play, got a pass from O'Neill, who had to scramble. 39 yards out, 23 seconds left to go, two-point conversion failed. And at that point, 12-7 Marblehead. And that's where we are right now, with 2:09 left to go in the game. Next week, we will be in Gloucester. Salem facing Gloucester. North Andover travels to Tewksbury next week. And Marblehead will be home to play Peabody, I believe. I've lost my sheet on that, but I'm pretty sure it's Peabody. So, I don't know where I went. Okay. There it is. Yep. Peabody at Marblehead next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Fourth down and 7 for North Andover. They're at their own 34. Absolute must. They have to convert. Pass play into the flat. It's caught. Oh, man! Buried by Pacheco at the 34-yard line, 36-yard line. Yikes! Wow! Two huge plays by Pacheco in this series, and that stops North Andover in their tracks. Oh, man. Mike McNaught took a tremendous hit. Legal. As the ball... Let's see. The line of scrimmage is... Come on, put it down. 30? 34. It's at the 34. No gain. They turn it over on downs. It's Marblehead's ball with 2:03 left to go, leading by 5. Ball is at the 34-yard line of North Andover. Can you say ball security if you're a Marblehead fan? And wrapping it up is Eddie Johns. Both arms around it. Doesn't get anywhere, but doesn't lose the ball either. In fact, he loses a yard to the 35. 1 yard loss, second and 11. I'm not sure if they need to get a first down with the clock going. I think they do if they want to try to keep it away from North Andover. Clock is still moving, 1:37. Connor Cronin has both arms up in the air. I don't know. Now the quarterback has both arms up in the air. Three players on the sideline have their arms up in the air. 1:24 left, clock moving. Marblehead finally at the line of scrimmage. Are they willing to take a... Well, are they going to take a knee? No, I don't know what they're doing. Yep, they're taking a knee. So I guess they can run out the clock. Back at the 40. Well, this was a battle between two evenly matched teams that was most exciting. Moved along very quickly. Tremendous hitting. Some heads-up plays by both schools. Terrific play. Terrific game. 38 seconds, clock rolling. Take a knee. We're going to let the clock run out and so will we. So, we're going to end it right here as North Andover saw their lead evaporate in the second half and Marblehead continues its streak. It's now at 23 and the Magicians come away with a 12-7 win. We'll wrap this up very quickly in just a second here and then look for some more information on the site as the night progresses. Final score 12-7 in our game of the week, Marblehead over North Andover.
MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore. A real local news and sports podcast giving you updates from around Essex County. Spotlight feature interviews with area newsmakers. The North Shore Today Post features community updates and local photos and useful links. This is the place to hear and see positive local coverage, making the connections that support the North Shore community. MSONewsSports.com is connecting you to the North Shore with great local sports coverage. Live play-by-play football, Monday night sports night show, the game night football show. Feature spotlight interviews with coaches and players. The Salem News Sports Writers Podcast. And joining us this fall, Nick and Nick in the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. The place to hear and see positive local coverage, making connections that support the North Shore.
Well, one streak alive, the other is not, as Marblehead has continued its winning streak and stopped North Andover's at 4. Great game between two excellent schools, North Andover and Marblehead, and in fact it was North Andover that took the lead. No scoring in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter, with only a minute and 35 seconds left in that frame, Cam Partridge hauled in a 28-yard pass from Drew Fitzgerald. That finished off a 9-play, 50-yard touchdown drive with 1:35 left to go in the first half. North Andover had taken a 7-0 lead. But on the very next possession, Marblehead came right back. They put together a 6-play, 51-yard drive of their own. Finished off by Ryan Kamas, catch and run. Passing the ball was quarterback O'Neill. Miles O'Neill from 11 yards out. And as we said, 6 plays, 51 yards. The PAT failed, and so at the half, it was 7-6. I'm looking ahead here. It was 7-6 at the half, North Andover leading Marblehead. And then the scoring, there wasn't a lot to choose from until Marblehead, late in the third quarter, put together an 11-play, 90-yard touchdown drive that finished off with a beautiful heads-up play by Connor Cronin. He saw his quarterback, O'Neill, scrambling. He moved around, got open, caught the pass, and ran it in. 39 yards total, 23 seconds left to go, third quarter, 12-7. The two-point conversion failed, Marblehead leading, and that was it for the scoring. So a terrific game between these two schools, and we look forward to seeing how they both are going to end up as the season progresses. North Andover will be at Tewksbury next week at 7 p.m., of course. That is on Friday night, and meanwhile, Marblehead will be going home. They'll be playing at Piper Field. Marblehead will be entertaining Peabody and that game is a 7 p.m. start as well. Tim and I will be in Gloucester at Newell Stadium as the Salem Witches invade Gloucester at the end of September. There we go. So that's it. Great game. A lot of fun. I want to thank both athletic directors, Steve Nugent here at North Andover, and of course Greg Siglarski at Marblehead. Also to both coaches, we appreciate the help from John Dobzinski, and also from of North Andover, and also from Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. So on behalf of Tim Kearns, Bill Newell, and our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore, reminding you of the final score. It's Marblehead 12 and North Andover 7.